Hello? Hello? Oh my God. Are you hearing me? There was two no sound problems. All right. Hello. Okay. Test. Hello. Okay, this is not a Odyssey problem. The no sound problem of today was caused by my Streamlabs. Somehow my Streamlabs audio settings have been reset. Thank you for letting me know. Ariel Suarez says much better now. Yeah, sorry. I mean, we had the no sound problem on Odyssey. Then I restarted, but then Streamlabs also had reset the sound. That's because I'm trying a lower bitrate on the sound. So let me know if you have bad quality, but I think a slightly lower bitrate on the sound might help on the buffering side. Odyssey contacted me today, so we are July 1st. I had said if they don't get the buffering resolved, that I'm leaving on July 1st and I'm going for whatever. Rumble seems impossible, maybe YouTube. But they are telling me that they worked super hard in the last week and that they rolled out some new stuff today. And they are saying either tonight or tomorrow that it should be fully in place for fighting the buffering. They say that they are trying to address the issue. So that's good news. We have a very responsive team at Odyssey. And right now, I've not seen buffering. I'm very satisfied. It seems up to now that it's working. For 3 minutes, the show has been going on, but let me know in the chat today at any point. And if you'd like, it will help them because I tell them the timestamps at which I'm buffering. So if you want to help, say buffering and say the current timestamp. Let's say if it's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You type buffering 8:30 or buffering 30 minutes in. And so that will help, but I think they might have figured it out. It looks good. Today I've been working on a building, a little building addition to the house. I've been digging the soil, I've been installing some cement blocks. It's a small building aimed at storing wood because we were getting tired. Of having to go get the wood super far and bring it, and it's not really practical. So I want a practical system for passing logs inside the home, especially with the price rise of heating oil, which is still we don't know if heating oil will be affordable next year, but I want this second solution, the logs of wood, to be fully available and to be readily available for main source of heating. So I've been building a approximately 10 feet by approximately 4 feet building, and about 7 feet high. And the goal is to have just a small ceiling, walls, just what's needed to cover the logs. And I'm also thinking about drilling a hole in my wall where I can pass in the logs from that building so that I don't even need to be really, I don't even need to carry the logs to the door. I can just pass them in on some kind of tray or whatever, and that way it will be much easier and the wood will be much drier and much more protected. Pineapple Platypotamus says, "What about a conveyor belt made of logs?" Well, that's a little bit what I want, but it's a conveyor belt, but not made of logs. Why would it's a conveyor belt that should carry logs. Why would you want your conveyor belt made of logs? I don't know why you would want this. A few people are reporting buffering. Small buff, Cosmic Nut at 8:8. John Drake says buff, but personally, I don't see any buff, and I have opened an independent window that gets the show. So I guess it's related to your internet speed. Personally, I've not seen the buff. Pineapple Platypotamus says no, just use the logs for that too. Based says two buffs so far. Okay, now. Okay, it's good to know the diversity of experiences, but I think it's much better than usual. I think because normally I would have seen a buff on my side within the first 5 minutes, and I've still not seen it. Carnivorous plant that traps prey underground. First of its kind discovered. Fascinating. Nepenthes pudica is shown in the Indonesian province of North Kalimantan on Borneo. No other species of pitcher plant catches its prey underground. So apparently, so this is a known pitcher plant that captures preys. You can see they have a little barrel where the prey falls, and they close with a leaf, they kind of close the top so the prey cannot escape. But this is the first that they found having these things underground, which is a very clever thing because there are lots of worms, lots of insects live underground. So absolutely fascinating. They basically have these popping from roots and branches underground, and they capture lots of prey, I guess, because I've been digging today while building my stuff, and there's insects everywhere. When you just pull a shovel of earth, and you find dozens, if not hundreds, of insects. Azius says, Canadian fiber for the win, except all the Five Eyes shit. What's the Five Eyes shit related to having optics fiber? Horse Feathers says log conveyor belt for ESG concerns. My conveyor belt are not made of rubber. Do you know how many whales are dying every time you produce a centimeter square of rubber? I make my conveyor belts in logs, only logs. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the regular chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats, and I think they've been doing an amazing job improving the platform. So I'm super happy about it. Let's reward them, because you know a little fraction of your super chats on Odyssey do go to Odyssey. It's much less than the YouTube 30%. But it's a very small amount, and it pays their efforts and their programming monkeys in the basement. Alternatively, if you don't want to use Odyssey, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Fintronaut is already on Entropy. He says, somebody has a gun to your head. They tell you to make the best argument for moral realism or you die. What's your argument? Okay, they don't need to put a gun to my head. The best argument for moral realism. That's it. I'm already dead. I've hesitated too long. It's very hard. It's very hard because I truly don't believe in any of these arguments. But I guess the best argument for moral realism is... any complex being capable of morality will have emerged from, inevitably, a handful of processes. Basically, let's call them under an umbrella, the theory of evolution. They will have all the signature of having been produced in some universe by some evolutionary process. It is very possible that there are moral systems that are physically impossible because of the boundaries imposed by evolution. A moral system, for example, that would order everyone to kill themselves as well as kill anyone they can kill around them, that's not viable evolutionarily. It's suicidal. And therefore, there cannot be creatures that will have evolved to be that way. To kill, let's say the moral principle is you have to kill everyone, including yourself, anyone who can reproduce, and you have to do this before reproducing. So clearly, from the natural state of things, there are some moral systems that cannot exist. And that could be a source of what is the reality of morality. Well, it's certainly bounded by the realities of physics and what can and cannot happen. Tillman says, buffering 5.11. Okay, I didn't see any here. Azir says, the Five Eyes is an intelligence alliance comprising Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Well, it seems that the United States had a terrible deal in that Five High deal because they didn't get fiber optics. I still have a lot of my audience in America that are still stuck with the monopoly of cable fucking internet. Pineapple Platypotamus says, don't chat here unless you want to say fuck you to all the Intel agencies, and don't ever use the internet or say anything around anyone with a phone. That's a nice way to live. That's a nice invitation to the people of this chat. Breaking: House Republicans have introduced a resolution declaring June the month of life to celebrate the Supreme Court overturning of Roe v. Wade. Absolutely wonderful. That is great. That is great. That is such a nice response to Pride Month. So Pride Month will be celebrated in Democrat state. The month of life will be celebrated in some Republican states. That will be awesome. I love it. I hope that this happens. I hope that the reproductive lifestyle is celebrated across America and we give a rebirth to this whole idea that yes, it matters. You will be more happy if you make babies. The more babies you make, the more happy you'll be, basically. We have to teach that to children, and that's wonderful. By the way, talking about baby making, I'll be on the Crucible facing Styx, and Styx will be pro-abortion, and we'll have a debate where I will argue that, of course, Roe v. Wade was a good decision. And I will talk about levels of freedom here because it's fascinating. This debate will be fascinating because we're two libertarians. And yet I'm a libertarian who thinks of degrees of freedom, not just to the individual. I think a state might be free to decide that certain practices are bad. I think a family could have a form of liberty that is not just owned by the female. So we're going to have a ultimate debate about liberty versus liberty, the liberty of who, and how do we manage liberty in a context where there are various interests at play. Some buffering, John Drake, 8:15, but John Drake, it seems that he is one of the few who are experiencing buffering. J. John Dow says, JF, the sycophant human in the TRP narrative that first makes changes to better suit the Quantum, is this most likely to be a leftist personality? I think so. When you look at how leftists have reacted to the COVID situation and to the vaccine propaganda, to me, it makes no doubt that they have this kind of mob behavior that is much more likely to eventually try to force upon others the lifestyle of genetic modification. Just think about what happened with COVID and just remove COVID and remove the vaccine and put genetic modifications of babies. They will be all over it. They will be like they will be creating these parallel societies. Well, oh my God, it's so much better to live that way. Same thing with abortion also. It's like they will see themselves as the new humans that are so much more evolved than the others. And oh my God, these primitive states where they don't force genetic modification. How horrible is that? that is totally what leftists will do. So yes, I don't think that the right wing and the at least the traditionalist and socially conservative right wing, I don't think they'll be the biggest problem to care about when the genetic modifications come in. The leftists are going to be all over it, because on top of it, it totally plays on their obsession with equality. You know, one thing that the leftists could never really fix is the fact that people are born unequal. People are born unequal and they don't know how to handle this. So for now, the strategy of leftists since the 1970s has been to deny this inequality. But eventually, when science comes to the point where, hey, we can fix that inequality, we can give you the exact same genes as the geniuses and the highly productive people of this world. Once that happens, they will switch from denial to, oh, well, now we can fix it, so let's admit that it is there. This will be hilarious, by the way. You're going to have, I predict, this is a strong prediction for the future. There will be a moment in history where the leftists totally switch from races don't exist to we can reshape the races so they don't exist. Based says, no buffering here since the two buffs in the beginning. Perfect. J. John Dow says, of the voluntarily single mother demographic, is voluntary sterilization more prevalent than reliance on abortions? That's a bizarre question. Do you mean, do they get more abortions or do they get more fallopian tubes closing? I think they must be getting more abortions, because the whole surgery of sterilizing a female involves, a belly surgery, basically, that goes to chop or squeeze the fallopian tubes. This is something that is mostly done older and mostly done to avoid falling pregnant to Down syndrome babies or that kind of stuff. So I would be very surprised if... I think abortion is a much more common practice. Philosoraptor sends 10 LBC. Thank you so much. He says, why can't we appreciate things until we lose them? I think you could make an evolutionary argument that it's the right way to be a human being. To assume what you have and then be sad when you lose it. Because whenever you have something, let's say you've attained, I don't know, business success or employment success, or let's say you've attained the family success, perhaps. When you have these things, your body needs to direct its attention toward, now let's improve something else. Let's forage for food, or if you're happy with the family, let's forage for money. Or if you're happy with the money, let's forage for a sexual partner. So you always have something better to do once you've acquired something. And it's probably the case that we, most of the time when you have something, it will be yours forever. Whether, let's say in our evolutionary history, you would have a sexual partner, it would last for a long time. You would have a job, or you would have some trade. It will last for a long time. Oh, I've seen a millisecond of buffering, but it's gone. I think what they've done clearly shortens the buffering. Whatever it is, I think we have a shorter moment of buffering. It's the first I see. We're 20 minutes in. Let me note it in the chat. 8:20. 20 minutes in. Buffering lasted 1 second. All right, so I think we're getting there. I think it's listenable, certainly if it stays small like this. So yes, that's why I guess we take things for granted. It's because once we've acquired thing, it's time to dedicate our efforts and surplus energy to acquiring other things. So I think it's the right way to be. J. John Dow says, does today being Canada Day mean much to you, JF? It means zero. Although I have come to appreciate Canada, because Canada has allowed me to escape my Quebec nation, which was becoming too communistic. Still, I have difficulty celebrating Canada when I know just how leftist it is, and the fact that, Trudeau was not elected via fraud. Trudeau was actually elected by the actual people of Canada. So, will I ever celebrate Canada Day? I don't think so. Canada Day, I hated it before because I was a sovereignist, and to me, Quebec has been forced into Canada. Now I don't hate it anymore. I'm neutral with respect to Canada Day. Tree Bird says, "What is your download slash upload internet speed?" Very fast. I am on a fiber optics cable that does 1 Gbps up and 1 Gbps down. 1 gig per second. 1 gigabit per second. That is so awesome. Someone has told me to watch yesterday the Theo Fleury interview with Tucker Carlson. That was very good. I'm happy to have discovered this man. He's a little a broken man, He's a man who's gone through alcoholism. The poor guy has been the victim of repeated rape by his hockey coach when he was young, one of the most well-known, apparently, pedophiles of Canada. I didn't know about this. So, of course, broken men like this, sometimes they have a misunderstanding about the nature of the universe, and because they feel that they have been saved by God, they are overestimating the power of God. They think that, oh my God, I was an alcoholic, and now I believe in God, and I'm no more an alcoholic. I have surrendered to God. So it leads, and also on the whole vaccine stuff, he's basically saying on the Tucker Carlson show that it's a population control agenda. I'm willing to entertain that kind of thing. I'm not saying it's totally out there, but we're not at the point where we have solid evidence that there's an intentional attack on humanity through these things. It's much more likely that it's a bunch of technocrats. They increase their own salaries, they increase the values of their stock at Pfizer, at Moderna, and it's a scam, and all of the, and there's the scam of the state employees who are public health professionals paid to accumulate this crap information. I see there's much more explanatory power in the stupidity and the parasitism of people in society to explain what went wrong with the COVID pandemic than to think of a overarching globalist population eliminating plan by evil demons. So I think he's weak on this, but still, you have to respect the guy. He's leading a fight for freedom, and that's good to have. And so I will consider him an ally and a man to be respected, even if we would have some disagreements on the details. I like him. He's emotionally interesting, and it's easy to like the guy. Let's get into this discussion. So, a Proud Boys group in a city called Michiana came into a LGBT library story hour, and oh my God, this is one of the most cute and moving video I've seen in my life, because they are so respectful, these big guys who look tough and they have big beards, and yet they come here and they are classy. It is so beautiful to watch. So let's watch it. I'm going to make sure that you guys are hearing the sound. I think I have to adjust here. Let's try and see if you hear.
It is me, a librarian.
Why would you do this?
Because it's Pride Month.
Who gives a shit?
Why does
So they're asking, why do you do this? So they've been entering about 2 minutes ago in the room. There was a little child, and we learn eventually in the video that this child was there without the permission of his parent. I think it's a guy, I'm not sure. I don't remember. And this girl is explaining that she is the librarian and she's the one organizing this LGBT story hour.
Does that mean you can instill this in little children's minds? What gives you the right to give them question of sexuality at such a young age?
Those are little girls to me.
Right. Well, but I'm
And they've been so focused. They use the footballer strategy of you take the ball and you just run. You have one single goal. Their point is you cannot talk about such sexual subjects to young children. And it's especially wrong if it's without parental consent.
Honestly, what gives you the right to introduce sexuality to children?
Wouldn't their parents be here?
Doesn't
Well,
matter. What still gives you the right?
Even if their parents are here,
That's not only
not
the
for children, but
parents don't
why?
have a right
No,
to.
they don't.
I
They don't
think.
have the right to plant seed of doubt about one's own personal body. God gave you that body. You don't have the right to make a child question that ability.
What you want to do?
Beautiful. Beautifully said. You don't have the right to put a seed of doubt in a child's mind. Why would you do this? Just respect the child if he comes to you with some concern. Try to help him. But why would you plant the seed?
You and
But
your own
yeah,
home is up
but
to
you
you.
do what you, but you can't force
Okay.
this on
So then why,
children.
if I wanted my child to know, couldn't I bring them here so they
No,
could
because
explore?
no,
Because
this
this
is
is
not the
public.
forum for that.
This
This
isn't a
is
public.
Oh, so
Not
a
the forum.
library is not a place to learn
Sexuality
anything?
is not a place for the library.
It's a personal issue.
This is a public
Again, it's a
library. This is
personal
children
issue
don't
simply
come here to
because
learn
I
about
could bring my
sexuality
child
and to
to
question
my
their
personal
man
choice.
or femalehood. That's not what a library was presented
And
for.
if you want to say that it's for Pride Month, why does your website say that it's back to school? Welcome to back to school reading. This is the start of back to school that isn't going to be.
So there's two complaints here. I think they are not technically right. I think there's nothing that keeps a library from being a place where you would discuss sexual things. But it's definitely something that I'm against. But I don't think that their complaint that this is the wrong, essentially the wrong venue. I don't know if that works, but they are claiming that there was deception because they're saying, look, on your internet website, you say it's the back to school story hour. And we come here and we see it's a pride event with pride books and rainbows and everything. John Drake says, yeah, watch this. These two blobs lie about what these guys did. Absolutely, because they're not being disruptive here. They're using First Amendment protected speech to express their concern and their views about what the function of the library should be. Very respectful, very civil.
But what gives you the right to push a sexual question on a
Sir,
child?
once again?
I'm asking a question and I'm going to ask a
I'm
question.
going to
I'm
have
not
to
going to
ask
leave.
again.
This is a public
Story
facility.
time hasn't started yet. We're not
We're not, the
interrupting.
story time
We're
hasn't
having
even
a
started,
conversation
ma'am.
if you're causing a
before
disruption.
story time
Well,
starts.
I'm
And
not.
that's
I'm
part
asking
of
a
a police
question.
You're
What
grooming
right do
these
you
children's
have to
minds.
push these
Well,
children?
you have to be careful because at the point where she asks you to leave, you are opened to being found guilty of trespassing. I don't know if these guys had a particular strategy. Perhaps they're willing to be found guilty of trespassing, but that's where legally it gets tricky to stay. But if you are polite and you can argue that you didn't quite hear her, as long as the police doesn't come, very often they will not pursue a trespassing charge. If until the police comes, and when the police tells you to leave, then you would have a trespassing charge if you don't listen.
We're just asking questions before story time starts. We're giving information.
You guys are grooming children's minds sexually. Yes, you are. We're supposed to teach our children to love themselves as themselves. that they don't need to change.
We pay taxes, this is our region, and we will not have that happen here in our area.
That's not at all what we said.
Well, I think so, he's questioning why we have a right to even talk about it.
To children.
You don't have the right to talk about it to children. They're minors, it's the sexual content.
It's the parents' choice.
It's perversion, no, it isn't.
There's no, it's not.
Then talk about it in your privacy of your home, not in a public facility.
And I love the openness that they show when they're like, well, then talk about it in the privacy of your home, but you're making it a public affair here. You are expressing sexual ideas to children in on the public space.
Where my child could enter and be introduced to this nonsense.
I'm sure you're not going to bring your child.
This is a public life.
Well, John Drake says, only if it's private property. If it's public property, they can't trespass you without cause in most states. Well, then she would argue, of course, that they were violating the rules. And that's what she will say to the police. Later, 20 minutes later, when the police arrive, she tells the police that they've been violating the rules of the library. So then even if it's a public property, if you violated the rules of the public property, she can ask, as if it was her property, she can ask you to leave.
Library.
It's a public, library. And the
children
door
come
can
in
be
and out here all the time.
You have no right. You have no right. You have the right to live your life as an adult. You have no right to push your thoughts on a child.
Every family pushes their thoughts on a child. Come on.
In their own.
I love where this argument goes. Every family does it. Come on. We're just doing it with our IDs. You guys are doing it with your IDs. And we touch a very hard question, the question of what are you entitled to insert in terms of crazy beliefs in a child's head? That is unresolved in our society. It's extremely poorly resolved. Even libertarians struggle with this idea, you know. To what extent are you willing to respect another parent who has a totally different way of handling their children, which you may perceive as abusive? To what extent do we allow parental liberty on this? Our society is completely nihilistic on this, and we need to fix this. It needs to be codified, because currently the subjective standards applied by CPS and other organizations is absolutely untenable and can lead to anything basically being held against you. Well, Warg Washington says only Molyneux is perfectly pure on this. Well, Molyneux codifies it as you don't do violence. But even there, what is violence? I mean, is sex surgery violence? Is sex surgery done with a good intent violence? Sex change surgery, I mean. Is depriving your child of certain pieces of knowledge violence? Because there are pieces of knowledge that are hurtful. There are memes that are hurtful. Is obstructing with the liberty of your child to access those means violence? I think it's not specified, even in Molyneux. So Molyneux, his problem is that he always goes for the easy stuff. We don't do violence toward children. That's super easy. Defining violence and defining what is an act of aggression, that is much harder.
Man, this is a public building. We pay taxes for this building as much as you do.
That's correct.
So you have no right to push something.
So gentlemen, if you chose to have a meeting here, I could actually come and say there's not a right for you to be here.
They wouldn't allow it to begin with.
Probably right.
That's exactly right.
Hypocrisy right there.
I'm not, well, hypocrisy.
We're just trying. And this, I have to give credit to this old lady. She does something amazing, okay? Her LGBT, apparently her LGBT child will come in and will ask her to leave. And she will leave. But she will specify as she leaves, I want to specify, I do not feel threatened by these gentlemen. Listen to this. This is the LGBT child, or I don't know, LGBT relative of the old woman with the teal coat. Look at what happens. This is absolutely beautiful. I'm going to rewind a little bit because it's here.
This is the person who organized it. This is the person who organized it and is plastered all over Facebook about
this
event. By name of Megan Mule, the director of trees right mother. Here.
Mother.
South Bend.
Come with us, please.
Come with us, please. And look at her standing. She wanted to argue. She was fine. She doesn't feel threatened. And she is being asked to come with us, please. She wanted the discussion to continue.
I will come, but I do not feel threatened.
Thank you.
No, no.
Thank you.
I will come, but I do not feel threatened. I want you to know this. And look at what this narcissistic LGBT youth will be responding.
You shouldn't feel
that.
Very
nice
for
you. The rest of your family doesn't do that.
Do well.
She says to her mother, she or he, I don't know what's their gender. She says, it's very nice for you that you don't feel threatened, but the rest of your family doesn't feel that way. See, she's attacking her old mother with the idea that she's privileged. You are privileged to be standing among these bigoted white males. You are privileged to be able not to fear them, because we fear them. And you should show some empathy toward us. This is absolute disrespect. Absolute disrespect, because you had an old lady here who was holding her side of the argument, who was arguing with five different guys who showed up unexpectedly, and she wanted it to continue. You are showing absolute disrespect to your mother, who is a very respectful and great lady. This is why I love this video so much. There are so many twists and turns. And wait for it, this one is the most spectacular one. When the Proud Boys entered this room, there was a little young, very young child, a black child, and the black child left the room. We now learn that the mother of this black child has been somehow reached by cell phone and has learned that her black child was in this LGBT story hour room against her consent and information. She didn't know. She is sending her child every day to the library, and the child got caught against their will in this story hour room. This was all stopped thanks to the Proud Boys coming in randomly. They didn't know originally, but we learn that this mother does not consent to her child being exposed to the LGBT propaganda. Okay, it's her daughter, right here.
She just called me and was telling me that something about her being taught of reading a book, asked to come here. They come here every day while I'm at work. They were saying something about there as being a doing some pride stuff.
Yes, so this is a rainbow story.
So her daughter called her to know if it was okay if she was being read a book about some pride stuff. You need to have consent for that?
We're going to prevent it from happening.
Yeah.
We are here because that's what we're here.
And now the Proud Boys are explaining to this mother, we're not with the LGBT library girl. We're here to prevent this from happening to your child.
Teaching her child about sex and without her permission.
Yeah, and my daughter, she knows better. So.
There you go.
Amen. Amen.
Teaching so much child. Ma'am, you can press charges because they have sexual.
Yeah, they're doing some weird shit in here.
No sexual
And that's why we're here. We're here for
this. We're trying to be parents.
Well, people are asking, where is it? It's in Michiana. I'm supposing that it must be in Michigan, because Michiana, that would be a city that I would declare the name of in Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you came.
This is not
babysitting. We're simply trying to teach our children right and wrong, and they're trying to teach them everything else.
So since we've asked you guys politely to leave and not as disruptive,
we're not being disruptive.
The lady walking out, that's okay, come on in.
The lady left on her own.
And amazingly, the police will eventually come. And the police will be like talking to this girl, and they'll be like, wait a minute. So these Proud Boys came in and they were teaching stuff to your daughter without your consent. And this girl, eventually, the frustrated mother, goes full Jesus Christ and full, like, this is totally contrary to what I've been teaching my daughter. It is so complex, and the policeman is trying to figure everything out. It takes a while before he fully understands everything that's going on. Then eventually there's a conversation where the frustrated mother starts arguing with LGBT teachers of some kind. I believe they are teachers that were somehow involved in the story hour.
And you're an adult, and I'm shoving it on you, my dear. How do you think I feel about my children?
The only person anybody can use
that,
and it's not
a
religion.
But my children were uncomfortable, and they called me. They come here every day, and you know that. I don't like that, because my son, he doesn't know anything. He don't know anything about this. Now, he would have came in there without them, and he would have just went in there to sit normally for story time, he would have been taught that he can be a girl if he wants to, not even, never had a thought at all, right? And I'm not saying, like I said, God loves you, I love you, I don't, but what I will do is stand for Christ.
And they said that you, they said the parents were aware of their children's future.
I'm not called to agree with you. I'm called to live for Christ and to spread His truth. And His truth is that we were born into sin with those ways of things.
Okay, so you're calling me a sinner.
With that dysfunction. No, that's why you're born again, so that you will be born into your identity. You are not
anymore. I am not a Christian.
Okay, and they're not yet.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that they're yet.
Don't push them.
And we're not bringing your kids into it.
You did, because they could have easily went in. My son could have went in. This is supposed to be story time, not teaching them that they, not teaching my son he can be a girl, not teaching my daughters that they can be a boy. I, like I said, I love you and I understand that.
But you don't love really me.
I do. I love you.
I love you, but you don't love really me. This is beautiful. The black woman can respect the LGBT person without sharing her beliefs about LGBT and about gender identity, but the LGBT doesn't understand this. The LGBT requires that you think like them, or else you don't respect their existence. That is a no-no in terms of initiating a peaceful conversation. I cannot get into a conversation and say, I will not talk to this person until they agree with my conclusion. This is nonsense. It's aggression. It's ridiculous. It's not the way human beings interact normally, respectfully. Based says, and there you go, JF, the bulwark of Christianity. Oh man, it makes me want to believe in God. This whole conversation like this, this woman is totally, she knows what she stands for, and she's like a knight fighting a bad influence toward her children. John Dow says, Jeff, is it not a reproductive threat to LGBT to limit their access to children? Well, if you do have this understanding of LGBT behaviors as being only transmissible through memes, through cultural shift, and through child persuasion, then definitely that would be an obstruction, but an obstruction that I would argue is legitimate, because I think it's the right of a parent to decide what their child get exposed to. This is so important, what's happening here, because the future of American politics is this woman. There must be other mothers like her who are totally willing to vote Republican if Republicans can promise that this kind of library crap will stop.
I love the woman, I love the man that you were born to be.
See, but that's
and I love who you are right now, the man that you are. Regardless of what you've done, regardless of how you changed, you are still.
But if your child likes the color blue, right?
Right, that doesn't make, okay. Yeah, but, that's fine.
But then they change and they're like, you know what, I don't like blue anymore, I like purple.
That's fine.
Does okay,
that but that don't have nothing to do with who God created her to be.
Okay, but then you're just invalidating their feelings. If they're saying, well,
invalidating their feelings. I love this woman. She's like, you can believe that blue is purple and that purple is blue, but you don't touch to anything that was set by God for my daughter. Absolutely beautiful.
I don't feel right. I don't.
They don't even know nothing about it.
Hey, can I interrupt for a second?
They don't
ladies?
Even understand.
Listen, also not. They're not showing you. Guys.
I'm not a woman either.
There's women that have been had their sexual changes, and men that have had their thing removed.
Yeah, I understand.
And they are now so devastated.
Yeah, but
that
you're
they
telling.
Can't reverse it.
You're okay, saying that these kids can't learn about consent. You're saying
I'm
we're
saying you don't have
sex.
The right to plant them.
Why are you trying to teach them consent?
Consent,
consent of what? They are children.
You don't
consent
have that like to play
that.
That's not what this was.
What are you
exactly
trying to give them consent
to? Well,
that's
money
exactly, and we're not
going to
allow
so
it.
Like
we're not
going to
allow
it.
Our children deserve better, and you have no right to do it. And you're not going to do it in our area, and this is our area. We are machines.
Amen.
And we're not going to allow it.
Okay, but so are
okay,
we.
There you
we
go.
Are also
but then do it in your house. You're not going to do it in a public
oh,
location.
Oh, so do this in your house then.
I am.
Do this in your house? That's their ultimate, the step back of the argument, if you will. The last argument is, if you want to do this, don't do it publicly, please. Don't do it with children in a public library.
We're not pushing ideology on children's minds.
I have the right to promote sexual content for children.
And they told him, you know, go do your thing in your house. The fact is, this guy is not trying to do anything publicly. He's trying to stop something from happening publicly. He's trying to stop the sexualization of children in a library. John Dow says, JF, children prefer candy to healthy food. Is a healthy diet invalidating the child's feeling? Oh yeah, I mean, you can give 1,000 examples, drugs, like, well, my child is a cocaine-consuming identified person. No one would say this, of course. But yes, we have a problem in the domain of sex change and sex identity, where we believe feelings somehow have been, like, only in 2022 is it the belief of anyone that feelings are trustable for anything. You can't make this up. I mean, somehow between 1990 and 2022, somehow society has veered toward, in this particular domain, human feelings are so trustable that they should be basically sanctified.
It's not sex.
Y'all can hang out, but we ain't going nowhere until this is over, because this is not happening.
Absolutely. Feel free.
Okay.
I thought you guys said you weren't going to interrupt it.
Yeah.
We are. We're not going to allow it to happen. Yeah, we're not going to allow
it. And so the conversation continues with these two teachers. By the way, these people would be teaching to children. They seem young enough that they could be taught to.
Read it. Reading, what do you get from reading? You learn.
And that's okay. And have, you might choose that for your children.
Right. But as of a few
seconds ago,
right, I understand you. But as of a few seconds ago, I wasn't able to choose that for my children because
right.
You were already starting to read to them about
reading. You don't have the rights.
And story time.
You
that's
said,
not
hey,
a normal story time, dear.
How is that not normal? If you just said
what
that
if
you
just
love
just because
you
chose Pride Month, my God.
The woman who-
so now they are back to... It's story time every week at the very same time. How is a particular story time given by trans people passing the trans ideology? How is that not a normal story time? And ultimately, it's different because you're trying to insert political beliefs. You're basically introducing a form of political activism, which definitely goes beyond any of the past story hours that were ever done.
was reading already told us.
You are.
We're doing
it
this
normal.
Month. You don't have the right.
You don't
the right.
It's not normal.
Because
it's a normal.
And as I was pointing out on Gab, you know, the guys are like, it's a perversion, it's a sin. And she's like, no, this is the First Amendment at work. This is so beautiful. There is not a country in the world where this discussion, the civil discussion, can happen. Where someone who believes that something is a perversion, someone else believes that it's not a perversion, that they can resolve it, not resolve it in the sense of agreeing, but resolve it in the sense of laying it out one against the other. Only in America can you get this. And I was pointing out on Gab, there's people who have died for this to be possible. You can't have this in Canada. The Proud Boys would already be arrested. You can't have this in Europe. They would be arrested. Only in America is that still possible.
It's talking about consent. It's saying if you like, you know, you like that, if you don't feel it's right, then it's okay to not be that way.
That's not your job.
That's not your job either.
It's our job.
As Christians,
you're undermining them loving them for themselves. And how?
That's not your job. And she says that's not your job either, which is the same thing that the old lady had said. This idea that, well, you know, children are already brainwashed by the ambient heterosexualism of society. So we're just fighting the ambient heterosexualism of society with the countering homosexualism of our LGBT activism. But the Proud Boys have the reality on their side here because they don't have to push heterosexuality onto children. They just have to trust that naturally it will occur, and in most times they will be right. Whereas the LGBT activist has to actively insert these memes into the child to be anyhow successful, even by a small margin of 1% of the population. Based says, JF, men organizing is what we need. We are beaten if we are scattered in ignorance of history, deracinated, and relegated to online ghettos with increasing surveillance and draconian punishments based on truth is the opinion of the powerful, postmodern, blank slate crap and hypnotized by lies and hedonism. I agree with you to some extent. When I see the effect that these Proud Boys have had in this place, I am totally... respectful of this effort of organization, and I think the way they behave, they must have prepared a lot. They must have decided together, look, we're not going to do this argument, this argument, this argument, we're only going to do this one argument. And I think it's totally successful. It looks absolutely great. They've been focused, they've not been brought on tangents. And they just brought their truth. And if other men can organize, I cheer for it and I welcome it to be as efficient as these guys. However, I'm not a man of organization. So don't ever expect me to be the leader of a local Proud Boys chapter. That's not my role in society. That's not my expertise. I'm not a social guy. I'm an artist. I cannot be a leader of a local group of that kind.
How are they born? Yes.
Okay, so if I was not given the choice, I hated myself as a child. I tried to commit suicide.
And seek Christ.
And now we learn that this person who was supposed to be coaching life stuff to all these children is a suicidal, depressive person. And she's like crying as she explains it. This is the worst. This is misguidance of children toward what has been demonstrated to be a lifestyle that much more likely leads them to suicide. And you have it right here, and the guy's answer to her is seek Christ.
Absolutely not! God is the reason I...
She says, absolutely not. I won't seek Christ. God is the reason.
Not that way. I hate you.
God is the reason I feel that way.
No, it shouldn't be.
He's horrible.
God is horrible. Oh my God, she is, or he, I don't know what's the sexual identification here, but this person is in a quest of hate and frustration against God, because God made her life terrible. That is absolutely epic.
Here come the feelings.
She just said the Christ is horrible.
Yeah, but you gotta, I understand that how you're speaking and everything, but you also...
Okay, now the black lady will try to get everyone together and appeal to peace. Where is her father? I mean, this is such confusion and such emotionality. Someone like this, who's unstable mentally, who has been demonstrated to be unstable mentally before, who has committed suicide, should not be speaking to children lightly and guiding them toward the very same path that brought them to suicide. Absolutely ridiculous. There should be better filter systems to ensure that someone who's been suffering from so much doesn't willingly or unwillingly insert their memes into children's heads. Absolutely great conversation. I will not show the rest because it's the police coming in, and the Proud Boys are just as civil toward the police as they've been toward the people here. There is a problem, you know. If you can have full supervision of your children every second of their life, that would be a good idea, because your child is easily going to fall into one of this. These things are popping out in the class, outside the class, in libraries, little parascholar activities. It's going to be everywhere. And so at this point, it's like, just chill with your child 24/7. Because this black mother got trapped into something that she didn't consent to. Anyways, you'll have the links, as I always do. I put the links to everything I review in the show in the description below. So if you want to watch the whole thing, click on it. It's definitely worth it. John Dow says, Jeff, can the weak man / absent father epidemic be ameliorated by proactive community fathers acting as para-fathers to those who are lacking? Well, first, someone wants the link right away. So here, Mickey Daza, here's the link directly. I don't like the way you're framing things, John Dow. It's extremely... You are buying into all sorts of memes from the left. First, the absent father epidemic is caused by the fact that fathers are forced to be away from their children. So don't give me that crap that there's a absent father epidemic without specifying that the absent father epidemic is caused by women in family courts. And these few cases that do reach final stage in family court, where the woman make false allegations against the man, represent only 1% of the total female-induced fatherlessness in this country. Because for 99% of the time, the father won't get to family court because he knows he's going to lose. The father will be intimidated by the possibility that he's going to be that there are going to be lies told about him, and so he's not even going to fight it, which is kind of a smart decision, because fighting it will cost enormous amounts of either time or money. So just through intimidation, fathers are being kicked out of the lives of their child, and in case they are not intimidated, and in case they do insist on their right, then they get processed through the absolutely ridiculous and circus-like process of family courts, where they will lose these rights that they've been fighting for. So don't give me the crap of fatherlessness by putting it on the back of the fathers. It's not their fault. If we lived in a society where Any father who asks for it and who has not committed a crime gets split custody, then I would judge harshly those few fathers who don't take it, those few fathers who run away and don't benefit from this right. But because we are in a society that denies this to father, I will not hold fathers responsible for fatherlessness. Now, your solution to this: proactive community fathers acting as para-fathers. Absolute insanity. You are saying children are the children of the community. First, this kind of father will inevitably be selected by a system that is matriarchal in nature, because community is matriarchal in nature. And you're going to end up basically having you're going to end up having your child raised by this father, this para-father, as you call it. So, and yes, as Mama JF points out, if they can allow a trans woman to compete against biological woman in fucking Olympics, then they're going to allow trans fathers to be parenting your child through this community initiatives. It's quite simple, my philosophy on this. If your genes are not aligned at 50% with your child, then you are unfit to care as good as the genetic line would for that child. So public school teachers are worse than parental homeschooling. Uncle are worse than fathers. Aunts are worse than mothers. Replacement mothers and adoptive mothers are worse than biological mothers. It's as simple as this. If you don't have the genetic interest of a full parent, that is 50% of the genes of your child, you are not in a system that is properly incentivized for good parental behavior. And you're inevitably going to be sending your child to grooming sessions of some kind. So no, you triggered me, John Dow, with your proposition. Fuck no. All the ways Americans are trying to avoid pregnancy after Roe overturned. So apparently there's an increase in the requests for surgeries and vasectomies prevent abortion. This is the end stage of cucked civilization. Like, this guy is wearing it on his shirt, proud to have self-sterilized. Absolutely scandalous, but apparently it's happening right now. John Dow says, JF, I believe that you either have your biological father or you have to be your own father. The community father concept is as bad as sacrificing freedom for security. You lose more than you bargain. Yes, I agree. So thank you for specifying this, because you were giving the impression that maybe you were for this. But thanks for specifying. Yeah, it's a terrible idea. Lachlan Hamilton says, hey, Jeff, good to see a picture of a meerkat on the show yesterday. I will return with a $1 hyper chat tomorrow with a meerkat related question. Oh shit, now I have to spend the night reading through my meerkat encyclopedia so that I can be ready to respond tomorrow. AOC accuses Supreme Court of a coup and calls it to be done away with. Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accused the Supreme Court Thursday of instigating a coup and called for it to be completely abolished. Catastrophic. A filibuster carve-out is not enough. We need to reform or do away with the whole thing for the sake of the planet. Oh my God. Do away with the Supreme Court for the sake of the planet. That is interesting as a suggestion. Meanwhile, CNN is trying to to make the case that Russia is losing. We're watching Russia wither before our eyes. No, not really. It's going extremely well for Russia in the region that they are most focused on. Look at the progression. I remember Popasna was just a little bubble of Russian presence. They've now completely cut here, and they are totally encircling Lysychansk. They are successful. This progression and the places at which there are reports of explosion is advancing every day. Odessa has been bombarded by missile. Kharkiv, the pressure is continuing, surprisingly, because I thought they would stop, but no, they continue to attack Kharkiv. So the domination of Russia is showing up, no matter what propaganda CNN wants to churn out. John Dow says, JF, does the normalization of vasectomy / abortion pave the way to TRP? I wouldn't say directly, but I would say the general anti-human aspect of it all pushes in the direction of TRP. This whole humans are wrong as they are, and, you know, not respecting life enough to understand that, yeah, you know, a sperm and an egg, a little human being, already has basically legs and arms and brain, that this is worth any respect would be a sign that, yeah, life has to be respected. Like, this is one argument that maybe you guys can tell. I thought of a bizarre argument today that I might do against Styx for an anti-abortion argument. And I would point out that if someone was to rape an embryo, that would definitely be a crime. Yet, you can dismantle physically an embryo and kill it. And it's not a crime in Democrat states right now. What do you think about this argument? Like, literally, if you were to take this embryo and rape this embryo, you'd certainly get in some trouble. That would be necrophilia. Or it would be desecrating, you know, a body, or maybe handling biohazard biological tissue in a dangerous way. Certainly, you would have committed something wrong here. Why is it that aspirating the very same embryo with an aspirator and totally destroying it is not a crime? Let me know what you think of this argument. I'm not sure I will need it against Styx, because my argument is mostly headed toward the freedom of states, but I think it's an interesting one. Official cause of death confirmed for 3 Americans found dead at Bahamas resort. They have been dying as a result of asphyxiation due to carbon monoxide. Going to these crap places, third world tourism in those official resorts, I don't understand why people do this. First, life sucks there. It's hot, it's undesirable, and it's a fictitious world created by Western civilization, a kind of local colony where you don't even get to see the local mores and ways of life. You're really in an enclave. And on top of it, you will undergo the lower standards of life there and the risks of that kind of stuff. Like, what led to the carbon monoxide poisoning? Careless handling of fire inside the, maybe a lack of ventilation, I don't know. But I would never get in those resorts. It's a big loss of money and it's ridiculous. Tinman says, JF, use God against Styx. Maybe I'll do some comment about God. I don't feel super comfortable as an atheist, but... Murder by malnutrition. Vegan mother is found guilty over the death of 18-month-old son who weighed just 17 pounds when he died after being fed diet of only raw fruit and vegetables. I'm happy that she was found guilty. Of course, the title is a little bit of a misrepresentation. She didn't get found guilty of murder just because she fed a vegan diet. She was also seeing his suffering for a whole week and didn't bring him to the hospital. So that's where she was judged that this was a murder. This was a decision made by a judge, not a jury. But I'm happy that it is acknowledged that by depriving your child of a basic aspect of our nutrition, meat, you may eventually pay the consequences of your action. It is nonsense. Now, she was also feeding him breast milk, apparently. But if you're a vegan, your breast milk, I guess, will be very poor in fat and animal fat substances. Horse Feathers says, Jeff, not great argument, I reckon, equivalent to saying that if you raped a removed kidney or excised tumor tissue in the leftist view. Yeah, but if you raped a removed kidney, you would acknowledge that you have overstepped the boundary of the person who had this kidney. So, the rape of an embryo would be also an overstepping of a boundary of some other individual. Silver Spider says, Jeff, will you bring up that if a person kills a pregnant woman, it counts as a double homicide in some places? The thing is, I won't need these arguments because my argument will be at the very high level of liberty. How do we implement liberty? Is the liberty of one individual all that matters? Or is there liberty of systems, liberties of state, liberties of families, liberties of religious groups? That will be my angle. J. John Dow says, ask Styx, when his kid gained the ability to consent to life/death, the right to live/die. I don't know if it's a good question. Because what if he was to say, well, my kid is still too young, and for now he is under parental supervision, so I would be the one to decide whether some situation is too risky for his life or not. Did we have a super chat that I didn't answer? Philosoraptor says, good times produce weak men. Oh yes, we are at the weak men level right now. Ray's Fist says, Jeff, drop the embryo argument, you will look ridiculous. You know, looking ridiculous is kind of my specialty in arguments. We'll see, I might not need it at all, this argument. John Dow says, Jeff, at what point would the rape/murder of an embryo go from a crime against the mother to a crime against the embryonic person? Yeah, all these things are basically arbitrary. It's definitions. And my point to Styx would be, people in America should be able to live according to their desired definition without interference from the federal government. If a bunch of people have decided that the rights of the embryo, the rights of the father, the rights of the doctor not to be forced to perform these procedures, that all of it matters more than the decision of the mother, then we should give respect and deference to this community's wish. We don't have to be imperialistic about the leftist conception of liberty. And that's it. I think that will be it for tonight. There is a prisoner in Russia, Brittany Griner. My God, she's a tall basketball player. She was accused of drug smuggling, and they say she had merely less than a gram of cannabis oil. Well, if you go in Russia, don't violate the law. You know, it doesn't matter that it was a small amount. They're going to get as hard as they can against you. And she has become a pawn in a political leverage situation here. They are talking about the potential that she may be traded against some detainees that are from that are arms dealer related to Russia. People are saying she, she. Brittany is a female name. She's playing in the women's basketball. So I don't know what's the total situation here. But how in the hell can you be carrying cannabis oil going into Russia? You are insane. You deserve to be in jail for 10 years just for your stupidity. John Dow says, JF, if a child's mother dies in childbirth and the father is unknown, who would sticks have controlled the interest / consent of the child? Would that state last until 18 years? What you're talking about, the mother is dying, she gives birth to the baby and immediately dies, the father is unknown. I mean, you have a hairy situation where I guess the most sensical thing is to go by closer of kin. So whoever you can find that's most closely related, whether you can, maybe genetically you could trace back the father, or else then you would go with, do we have someone in the family of the mother that would be able to take care of the child? That's how I would proceed. I don't know what that would mean in terms of my debate with Styx. I don't know why that would be a good point to make. Netflix crashed after Stranger Things season 4 release. Apparently Netflix was so, people were so binge watching this Stranger Things season that Netflix crashed. Personally, Stranger Things, I was not able to get interested. I think it sucks. I don't like seeing episodes that drive nowhere, that have no continuity, that have no structure to them. A bunch of kids acting. I don't like the whole thing. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you very much for watching, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.